Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 5 of The Everyday Genius of Your Artistic Voice, the 8-part series that begins the journey of connecting your inner voice, you know, that inner flame, that inner spark of divine fire, into the practical world of photography that you are involved in at whatever level. Today's episode, Art into Business, is where we even imagine a business or you know, any kind of professional level of photography created from the point of view of what you love, who you are, and how you see the world at whatever level. So today, it's very exciting. I have a guest. I have the awesome, the incredibly talented, and always thought-provoking Lori Novak. Hey, Lori.
Hi, Karen.
You may have read her articles over at photofocus.com. Her blog at laurinovak.com, or just her many social posts. This woman is everywhere. I don't know how she does it. I really don't. And she's been actively engaged in this artistic voice, you know, into figuring out, you know, where she wants to take her photography and now doing it professionally, this whole process, for quite a while now. And so I thought it would be awesome to get her input on our topic today. And what makes Lori even more unique is her marketing background, which is super helpful if you're considering making a move into the pro world at whatever level. And I don't mean like quitting everything and starting photography. I mean just even testing the waters. Having some kind of knowledge about marketing and promotion is a really, really great thing. And if you don't have it, you can get it. That's a beautiful thing. I love it. So some of the things Lori will be sharing are useful for anybody who wants to be more recognized for their work at whatever level, and I thought her insights would be perfect to begin this part of our conversation. So
I'm very excited. I'm very grateful that you asked me to be part of this.
Well, you're the first person I always think of when I enter this conversation, because you're doing so many interesting things in such an interesting way and successfully that you're just perfect for everyone who's listening to this conversation. I interrupted you. Carry on.
No, it's okay. I am excited to do this too, because part of what I love to do is help others. So this kind of falls in that category.
Yeah. It's kind of boring just to keep it all for yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's fun. I agree. Fun to light a fire. I want to begin by saying most of you listening probably fit into one of these three categories. One, a budding photographer. Right? You're just starting. Maybe you're still taking iPhone photos, which is great. You're just doing it for yourself. You're trying to find your artistic voice and figure out how it really connects with your soul and your heart. That's a beautiful thing. You'll still enjoy this. Two, maybe you're a hobbyist. All right? You're still a hobbyist. You're not putting yourself out there professionally yet, but you're growing. You're expanding your skills. You're expanding your reach. You're expanding, well, what could I do with this whole thing? You're exploring, right? And number three, you're a potential or a current professional, right? We're already making some money. You're selling a print now and again. You want to sell more prints because that's usually where most people start. You're wanting to grow your own business, but you're trying to figure out how to do it from an artistic voice point of view without losing your soul in the process. So we want to talk about how we bring the flame, the foundation for taking the leap into whatever your next level is, but particularly into the professional realm, so as to deflect the doubts, the fear, the worry, and the other opinions that will happen along the way, right? So this is another reason for deliberately and lovingly developing your artistic voice and the confidence that goes with it. I mean, don't you find that to be true, Lori, that you kind of have to have your foundation, your base level pretty strong before you start going out there?
Absolutely. I think you have to know who you are and how you want to get yourself out there as yourself. I mean, there's people who post amazing images all day long, but you don't know who posted the image. That goes back to your style of photography, not necessarily genre, but your voice, as you say, comes through all of that, and it should come through in what you're doing as well.
It's just through the images you're talking about.
But I think it should also come through in what you're doing as a business. What you're selling and how you're selling it and how you're putting yourself out there should also reflect who you are and be authentic.
Right. And again, we're not saying that, you know, some people might listen to this and say, well, I'm not selling anything. I want to say if you're online and you're putting anything out there, if you're having conversations with people about anything, you're selling yourself.
Right.
I don't mean selling yourself out in a bad way. I don't care where you go and what you do. Interacting with people is selling yourself. You want people to listen to you. You want people to recognize you and the value of what you have to offer. In that sense, we're always selling.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. My premise, though, is, you know, the inner stuff is really important. And we're talking about that. I've talked about that a lot prior to this series. I talk about it a lot. And a lot of people are thinking, oh, well, that's all you talk about. And I'm like, well, no, I'm actually engaged in a bigger picture here, which is to establish the baseline, to establish the foundation. And that takes a fair amount of repetition, saying the same thing in different ways to get it across about, look, before you even start thinking about your social profile or putting yourself out there, you know, knowing what your artistic voice is, what your point of view is key. So we have to start there. But we have to implement all of it through action. You know, I mean, I used to say this to you, Lori, even a couple of years ago, focus and action.
Every little step, yeah.
And so having the focus to know your why. Why am I doing this? What is it I really want to say? And what's the best way to do it? And then take action. Because only by taking the action, putting it out there, doing whatever it is that's next for you with your grand vision, only by taking the action do you establish the feedback loop that gives you the information you need to know what to do next and whether what you're doing is working. And then you take another action and you get more feedback and, you know, and so on, rinse and repeat. So I wanted Lori in here today to talk about how the verifying, confirming, altering your approach based on what you just learned, etc., within your business or within your expansion program, how that has worked for her and some of the things that she's learned along the way. So Lori, you've taken the leap of doing it just for yourself into the business world, what, in the last year, 2 years?
Yeah, I'd say a couple of years. I mean, I kind of dabbled in it before that by just putting images online to sell and seeing kind of how that worked, you know, to try it. But I've also, in the process over the last couple of years, continued learning more about my art, learning more about what I enjoy shooting, what I don't enjoy shooting, and what, you know, kind of how it all works together with how I'm feeling about it all. I gave some things a try. You know, I joined a local art club and joined some art fairs, exhibited a couple of local galleries. I worked for a studio for about 8 months shooting preschool kids. I worked for a photography conference. I've taught and I've gathered from all of those things that I've tried what I like and what I don't like and what works for me and what doesn't work for me. It's all part of the process of finding out, you know, who you are and what you really want to do.
One of the things I really admire about how you've gone about it, and one of the reasons why I wanted you here, is that a lot of times people engage in that process and they just confuse themselves because they listen to people saying, well, you have to do it this way. You have to work for, you know, a studio for so long and then you have to do this. And people go, well, do I have to do that? Just like, you know, the Q&A I did a little while back about, do I have to just choose one genre? Which, you know, from a business point of view, sometimes you do. But they emerge with you. You're finding your architectural photography is gaining a foothold.
Right.
You tell me if you think this is about right. My observation has been you've tried all these things and you keep putting yourself out there and suddenly the architectural work got foothold. And that's how the specificity with which you really do have to, you know, begin a business, that's how it happened. It emerged.
Simply. Yeah, it did. It did. It's funny if I think back, though, because I've always had an interest in architecture, even when I was young. So it makes sense that it happened that way.
Well, it does. But it makes sense because the way you did it, going back to artistic voice, at least my observation was that you started shooting those and found that it felt really good.
Right. Right. And I'm drawn to it. And it's just like I can't help it. You know, it's
right,
there. It's
right
in me.
And yet you could have looked around and said, wow, there's a lot of people that shoot architecture. You know, who am I? You know, I'm not going to be seeing. What's the big deal about my work, right?
And I did say those things.
I know.
And I still say those things. And I'm trying not to say those things anymore. But that's part of the process of gaining confidence in what you're doing.
And then you're asked to write, you know, all of a sudden now you're seen as an expert. because you're being recognized more. Adobe shared
one of my architectural tips articles that was on PhotoFocus.
Right. So writing for PhotoFocus has been a big thing.
Yeah. And that just started in June. Kind of crazy.
Again, another reason I wanted Lori to talk to you guys, because it's all happening now. It's like a boom. It's just been happening in the last couple months in a whole new way. But as a result of this process that I'm talking about in this series. So things evolve, and that's been part of Lori's feedback process. She creates, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but you create from what you love, you put it out there, you get certain kind of feedback, and then depending on what it is you want to create next, you adjust, create some more, see what that does.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've been doing.
You have a background and particular talents that apply to anything in the marketing and networking realm. You're exceptionally good at it, in my observation. And people, if you don't have that already, just get educated. There's a lot of ways to do that. What are some of those things you've done in social media? I know you've been involved in communities, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think that's what started it for me. I mean, I know people say Google Plus is dead, but whatever. I was on Google Plus right out of beta, I believe. And that was the biggest photography community out there that helped me learn more about my photography, but also connect with photographers all over the world. I became involved. Again, you put yourself out there, you post, you get feedback from people. You know, it's social, but it also becomes, you know, wow, how did you do that? And people ask questions, and I made myself available to answer those questions or to make comments on other people's images and interact. But because of Google Plus, I've met people online and in person. I became someone that other people knew they could trust and count on, or ask a question and I would answer, and I wouldn't be like, you know, I don't have time for you, or, you know, I'll get back to you and then never get back to them. I was authentic. It's who I am. That grew into people asking me questions, and I've led my own mentorship program because of that. So that's another way people know who I am now, because I've taught a couple of mentorship programs, getting involved with the Arcanum and meeting Karen. We met in person because of that. She introduced me to people. You know, it's the whole, I mean, networking works in pretty much any business, but you know, you can't go meet somebody or go to a conference or go somewhere and like sit in the corner. I mean, you can, but it's not going to do anything for you if you do that. And the other part of it is just to keep putting yourself out there. I always joke that it's not the field of dreams. Like, you can't just build it and they will come. You know, you have to put it out there. You have to market yourself. You have to show up. You have to participate. And if you're not putting yourself out there, you're not making connections. Your work's not being seen. And nobody's going to know what you do or how you can help them. You know, you have to do the work.
I always say that anyone interested in pursuing this line of finding your artistic voice, it goes so much deeper than just making better photographs. You know, you start showing up as a person who speaks authentically, really inhabits with love and with connection. People feel that and people want that. You know, that's the part that is so healing for others, is to encounter those who inhabit that point of view and want to share it. It's really, really powerful, no matter what you do.
Yeah, I agree.
You talked about showing up in person. You know, like back in the Google Plus days, we did a lot of photo walks, and there are still some going on, and I think those are always good. You talked about conferences. So how important do you really think that is? I'm going to pull that one thread out of what you said.
Yeah, I think it's very important. Again, it depends on what you want to do with your work. I kind of have a lean towards teaching and helping others. So by being involved in photo walks and conferences, I actually run a monthly photo walk here in Chicago that's part of an international group called Drink and Click. It's social, but it's also, I know people and people know who I am because I'm running it. They know that I'm going to be just like out there and help, or let's get together and get some people together. If people want to go out and shoot something in particular, I'll try to make it happen. By doing those things, obviously it's networking as well. You meet other people. You meet the person who runs the whole entire, you know, international Drink and Click group. Because of those things, I've gotten to be like an ambassador for a print lab, because they sometimes sponsor some of our walks. You know, they see you involved. They see that you have, you know, followers, or that people look up to what you're doing or watch what you're doing. So they want to use you basically to help promote their products. That's part of it. But I also think that being in places and doing things, I was down at Photoshop World this last May, And I was headed back to my room to take a nap. And I'm like, Levi Sim, who is one of the editors at Photo Focus, is like, Lori, come on a photo walk with us. And I'm like, no, I'm really tired. I don't want to do it. And then I thought in my head, I'm like, you have to go do this because this is Levi Sim and he's the editor at Photo Focus. You never know what can happen. So what happened? He asked me why I wasn't writing for them. And now I am. Because of attending past conferences, I had met him, he knew who I was, and that just kind of unfolds. But it doesn't unfold magically. You have to be there and you have to interact and engage with people to make that happen.
Because I remember when that happened and it was late at night and you're not a late night person. So it was kind of a big decision, but you really did have to sort of go, hey, what's your vision? What is it you're really trying to do? And that's why having a why, that's why knowing who you are, what your point of view is, and the stand you want to make in the world and in your business or just in your photography and the art part helps you decide whether to suffer through a late night photo walk or not. I mean, that's a simple decision, but that's an example of how weaving your artistic voice and who you are into simple, practical, everyday decisions that you make goes together. So therefore, you didn't feel like you were suffering. You actually expanded and had a wonderful thing happen, and you had a great time.
And it was awesome. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I met some other photographers who I'm friends with now. You know, it's part of the process, and it's knowing, like, I was able to make that decision right away without being like, oh no, I can't, you know, without making excuses. I just made the decision and went.
And so, I know that when I first met you, you talked yourself out of a lot of things.
Yes.
And it wasn't until you started to get all artistic voicey with yourself and your life and your vision and your focus that you started stepping up to these opportunities and not talking yourself out of all of them.
Yeah, that's thanks to you as well. You
know? Well, I mean, I may have presented the idea at the right time, but then other people did too. I'm not taking credit for it. You did it all.
Okay.
So I don't want to, you know, we got to wrap this up here in a couple minutes, but I do want to say we are going to continue this next week with more specifics. So I just wanted to get this part of the conversation bubbling first. Now, you talk a lot about supporting others in the industry, being approachable. You're very strategic, and yet it's always held up to the standard of what you love.
Yes.
And again, that's artistic voice at work in action in the world. Now, you often say I'm being really selfish here, and I thought that's a really good thing to bring up. You got to be selfish, but you know there's two kinds of selfish. So let's define what we mean by selfish. Before I say anything, because I tend to say things, tell me what you mean by selfish.
Well, I actually learned this a while ago when I went through a personal, whatever, I'm not going to call it a tragedy. But anyway, there's being selfish and there's being selfish. You have to take care of yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to be true to yourself first before you're any good to anybody else. And that applies. So it's a similar process. I was very selective about what I did, what I signed up for, who I kind of aligned myself with. And I did those things thinking through, like, yes, what's in it for me, but not in that way that I'm going to take advantage of whatever it was or whoever it was. It worked with where I was going and what the path that I was on. It's what is this going to do for me to help me get where I want to go?
And I think being supremely clear and supremely specific about your vision, what you love, what you stand for, what means something, allows you to very effortlessly make certain decisions about, for instance, if some of these specific decisions are, I want to be an artist, I want to be paid for my work, I want to be recognized, I want to be in galleries. But added to that, I also have an avenue where I want to help people. Like in my own business, I love to speak, I like to write, I like to create original content, I love my work, I want my whole, you know, like fine art side strong. And I like to help people too. So I have these arms to my business and to what it stands for. So does Lori. So any decision then that comes in about, will you do this? You know, what will I do that? I hold it up against, and she does too, against this standard, this mind map or this model for the grand vision of what this will all be down the line. You know, you create your future self, your future business, the way you want it, the way you love it, design that, and then work backwards so that every decision you have to make in the now is held up to, is it on the continuum that gets me here? That's the selfish part, you know? But the selfish part is built around helping others. It's built around everybody wins, right?
And yes.
Yeah, exactly. The other kind of selfish is where I want to be successful and I don't care who I got to mow down to get there.
Right. Very self-serving.
Yeah. Self-serving in an exclusionary way as opposed to an inclusionary way. But the inclusionary way has to be really clear because otherwise you're going to find yourself doing something for everybody else except yourself. So the clarity and the specificity is key to keeping this whole, you know, train on track. And you're doing such a masterful job of it. And I really got to hand it to you. It's really, really exciting to see.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We're going to wrap this thing up. We have more. Lori will be joining me next time as well. And this is clearly a big topic. So, you know, well justified because we have more we want to share with you, as well as a very specific 7 tips to get yourself out there in the art world without losing your soul. So I hope you've enjoyed this one. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I want to thank Lori for being here for both of these. You're so appreciated, I swear.
Thank you. No, yeah. I thank you very much.
And if you guys have questions, answers, thoughts, stories, real life stories you want to share, anything, please feel free to share them down in the comments. I read every single one. I try to answer every single one as well. I love hearing your thoughts and I so appreciate your being here. So till next time, photograph with your soul. And we will talk to you next time. Bye, guys.